Businesses in Tennessee have seen a big drop in what they're paying to insure their employees on the job. Workers' comp pays medical bills when someone is hurt, often on a construction site or in a factory. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports the proposed rates for next year are down 36% since workers' comp laws were overhauled in 2014.
The specific insurance rates depend on the line of work. Roofing tends to be the most expensive, but a metal casting foundry isn't far behind. And Charlie Faust has seen rates drop by nearly half. The Clarksville foundry was spending nearly 20% of the cost of an employee on workers' comp. It's now more like 10%.
It's just another one of those expenses that if you can keep it under control or move it in a downward direction, it just helps overall.
But Faust says the savings have been canceled out by other costs.
We're saying, you know, we furnish health insurance as well. And that's going in a bad direction. So, you know, you kind of got to look at the big picture and take what you can get where you can get it.
Faust says his company has been fortunate to avoid serious injuries and not make any workers' comp claims under the new program. The overhaul was supposed to simplify the process and take it out of the courts, but payouts were also capped, meaning some injured workers are getting less money today than they could have previously. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.